This is episode 1752. Welcome to your daily guided meditation. Welcome to the final episode in our series all about depression. Now, I hope you realize what a big deal it is for you to have gone through this series. And I want to share with you today the essence of the series. And I didn't share this with you at the very beginning of the series because I wanted you to come to this realization on your own, whether or not you are struggling with depression yourself or a loved one or someone you know, even casually, struggles with depression. The best way to manage your depression, meaning to pull yourself out of it, or to prevent yourself from going through a depressive episode when you're going through a difficult time in life, is to keep very focused on your higher purpose. This could represent to you your connection with God or something bigger than yourself. It could be you making a difference in the world, giving and sharing your talents. Whatever your highest purpose means to you is what is going to keep you healthy and happy and productive in your life. There are so many things you can do to avoid being depressed. You discovered many ways to avoid depression in this series: to exercise, to catch your thoughts before you start ruminating, to stay connected with people, and to pursue meaningful relationships in your life, to make sure you're getting enough sleep, not to eat a lot of junk, to watch what you're eating, and many other ways to avoid depression. You could reach for so many tools to help you manage and avoid depression. But the truth is that your life doesn't fit into nice compartments where your health and movement is here, your meditation ritual is here, your relationships are here, your job is here, your spirituality is here. Your life is more like a tapestry. It's interwoven together. And the foundation is your higher purpose. It can be no other way. People who are extremely fit, but they're unbalanced in other areas of their life, tend not to be happy or productive. People who are super productive, but they don't really pursue their spirituality, well, the things they have to offer seem to lack a connection with others. There are so many ways to live a healthy life, but unless you know why you are showing up for yourself every day, why you are doing something, chances are that you will, at different times in your life, feel really unbalanced. And the truth is that it's not as though you become suddenly balanced and everything is working together nicely. It's not like that. It's more like you go through seasons in your life where you develop certain aspects of yourself. If you're feeling depressed, or you know someone who's depressed, they're going through a season in their life where they're doing some deep soul searching. And this is going to make them stronger and better and give their life more meaning, because it's pretty difficult to pull out of a depression without feeling like there's a deep meaning to your life that suddenly dawned on you or that is starting to evolve. So as you go through the different meditation series that I share with you each week, and especially a series such as this one on depression, know that you are touching and tapping into that interwoven tapestry that is your life. So you may feel really connected with others, but you might not be taking care of your health so well. Or it might be that you are really doing a good job of eating well and sleeping well, but you're not really spending time or connecting with others. Know that you are evolving constantly. And as long as you keep your focus on a deeper meaning in life, even if it's to stop something generationally that seems to be passed on in your family history, or offering your life to a higher good, or dedicating or devoting your life to some cause or some effort. This will keep you wanting to constantly improve yourself. So, as you get ready to do your final meditation in this week's series, you will be guided, as always in the final episode of every series, in a reflection meditation. And this is a very important process to do continuously, even if you do this daily, to look back over your day, or as we'll be doing today, over your week, and notice where you struggled, what happened and what caused it, and what uplifted you, and why did it uplift you, and did it uplift you, but it wasn't really aligned with who you are. These are the treasures of your week that make you a better person and keep you on the path of your higher purpose. So you may be doing this as a meditation outside, where you might even be walking as you do this reflection meditation. You may do this seated outside somewhere where you immerse yourself in the environment as you meditate, or you may be seated inside. If so, I encourage you to open a window or door to let the outdoors in as you meditate. This helps you to feel connected. If I could encourage you to do just 4 things every day, that would be for you to move your body, to meditate, to spend time in nature, and to connect with your higher purpose, or to connect to some kind of spirituality. Many experts recommend the same path. 4 things. If you could take that away from this series and apply that to your life every day moving forward, and to be consistent at living your life, moving, meditating, focusing on spirituality or your higher purpose and spending time in nature, you may find that your life has so much more meaning and beauty in it. So go ahead now and get ready to meditate. Close your eyes, and as they're closed, keep them slightly elevated upward to keep your thoughts uplifted. Relax your face. Soften your jaw. Relax your throat and your neck. Relax your shoulders and your chest. Relax your arms. Relax your hands in your lap. You may do the Brahma Mudra for this week to feel you are enough, to have this clarity, to feel connected. Folding down your index finger to touch the base of your thumb, and then with your thumb, touching the outside of your middle finger, right near the fingernail, extending your ring and little fingers. Holding this mudra for however long you feel comfortable doing so, holding it for 5 or 10 minutes a few times a day is where you will notice the best results. Relax your stomach, let it hang out and soften. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves. Relax your feet. Beautiful. Let go of any remaining tension in your body. Use your breath as you inhale. Encircle this tight or tense area with your breath. And as you exhale, let go of tension. Inhaling and exhaling through your nose. Now bring to mind the past week. Noticing the main events that happened. Some days you won't remember anything significant that happened. Just bring to mind some of the ups and downs of this past week. Don't allow yourself to go into any one event too deeply. There's no judgment. Just notice what happened. Notice what made you feel a certain way. And what triggered you to feel that way? Notice if you feel you could have improved how you responded or what you did. And notice what you're proud of. What are some things that worked out really well for you this week? And what triggered that feeling of success? Think of your top three takeaways you recall from this week. Lessons learned, or big wins, or just a reflection that may even be more neutral. Continue meditating, allowing yourself now to simply be. This is your reward after all the work you've done throughout this week. Simply be in stillness. I have so enjoyed sharing this series with you. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.